This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Now we head 230 kilometres south to Perth to Brusselton, who are planning their inaugural Pride Festival next month. LGBTIQ events were important for the region to help people connect and build resilience in the community. Darcy Maheen spoke with Sue about the event, which sees out Southwest celebrate Brusselton's Pride.
Brusselton, a town in Western Australia, is holding its first Pride Festival next month. The event will host drag queens, burlesque performers and various music acts, with the Tomahawks headlining. We spoke to Susan Shand, the project event manager, to ask how it all got started.
When we came to Brusselton and there's a group of us got together, that we created a support meetup and events group called Spectrum Southwest, because we found that there was nothing in the area. So from that group, our vision was ultimately to start having monthly meetups and give people an opportunity to come out, meet up, and you know, not kind of hide away, and that, because there's quite a big community of LGBT plus in the Southwest area, but nobody ever seemed to come out or do anything. So we got the meetings away, and then after that we decided that it would be really great if we could host a gay pride for Brusselton. Basically, there wasn't anything like that. Some of the surrounding towns from Perth had started to get some things together, so we set about building a group up, and then eventually having this very first Brusselton Pride, which is about to happen on the 24th of March.
With community interest and support, many people have been getting involved.
So our project team consists of 8 people, some local people, some people that have moved down from Perth, and myself and my partner, who have moved over from the UK. We initiated it, basically, with the Spectrum Southwest crew. There's 4 of us. We initiated it, and then we reached out to the community. And there's been so much support from all of the local businesses. They all want to get involved. Everybody's quite hyped up about it, really. And probably something to do with the recent, you know, marriage equality vote going ahead. So, it's going to be quite big, we think.
A Pride Festival is definitely a first for Brusselton. But when a rural town tries to arrange an event like this, what's the community response?
When we kind of first put it out there was a lot of scepticism. People weren't quite sure that it would come off, being that it's a small regional community. I mean, the population of Brusselton is about around 37,000 people, but it is a city. So, like I said, we had a little bit of people doubting that it might come off, but then the more momentum that the event's building, it's kind of, like I said, local communities got involved, people from all over WA have got involved, and even people like yourself from over the eastern states have got involved now and are really promoting the event. So like you said, it probably will start off being quite small, and we look to build upon it year upon year. But if we can make the first one as fabulous as possible, then hopefully the word spreads and it becomes a bigger event.
There's quite a lot on for the first Brusselton Pride.
We're running the event from the Art Geo Complex down in Brusselton. It's at the bottom of the aptly named Queen Street, which we're planning on having a small parade rally down Queen Street. When we get down to the bottom of Queen Street, we have the Art Geo Complex, which is an outdoor area, you know, with a built-in stage. We've got bands. We've got a drag show coming down from Perth. We've got local bands. We've got local dance groups. We've also got burlesque dancers from down in Perth coming down. And the headlining act is the Tomahawks. They're a female act in WA that are becoming quite big, and they're going to headline for us.
The event also promises to be inclusive, welcoming all members of the community.
So the event obviously is targeted at obviously bringing members of the LGBT community together, but also local members of the community to help support and just really see that the community is there and it is thriving, and there's nothing to be, you know, worried about. Of course, it's like an educational thing for the local community to come out and take part in it and to get involved. It's for everybody. It's a family event. everybody's welcome along. And like I said, it's an afternoon family-friendly event, so just come down, show your support. And from far and wide, everybody's welcome.
And with its first festival looking so promising, what could the future hold for Busselton Pride?
I think where I come from in the UK, Manchester's like the biggest Pride closest to us, and it always happens at the end of the summer. It's on a public holiday weekend in August, which is end of summer for the UK, and it's just that kind of, in the UK I could go from May all the way through at the end of August, going to a different Pride every weekend if I wanted to, and I could go and have a party in every just different city, given they're a lot closer over there. But, you know, the Manchester one is a big, significant one because it kind of marks the end of the summer. Everybody's looking forward to it. It spans over about 4 or 5 days. So with Busselton, that's what we kind of wanted to do. We wanted to say, like, all right, so you've the Perth Pride's up in November, you know, then you've got the Pride, you've got the Midsummer Festival in Melbourne, then you've got the big Sydney Pride Festival. And then at the end of the summer, we've got something that's happening rather than it just all being November and then nothing happens for another year.
To find out more, go to Busselton Pride on Facebook or Instagram, or you can send your questions and queries to busseltonpride@hotmail.com.
That was Darcy Meeham reporting with Sue from Busselton Pride.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.